meditation called the Chest and Belly Meditation is by Jessica Israelstein. Begin by finding your meditation posture, which can be sitting on a chair, on the floor, on a cushion, or lying down. Have your arms and legs uncrossed. Be sure that you have a relatively straight spine. And if you're sitting in upright posture, without sacrificing your comfort, feel a part of your body on the ground. If you're sitting, this would be your feet on the ground for a sense of stability. You can let your eyes close. You can have them open, but angle your gaze downward and look in one general area so that your eyes are not staring too hard or darting about. Now that you have established your meditation position, I invite you to take your right hand and place it over your chest. Feel the weight and pressure of your hand on your chest, and see what else you can observe about the contact between your hand and your chest. You might notice the texture of your skin or clothing, the temperature of your hand or your chest. As if you're a scientific researcher, describe the qualities and sensations you notice when the hand meets the chest. Maybe you feel your heart beating. Perhaps not. That's okay. Your heart's there and it's beating. What you might be able to notice is the way your chest moves as you breathe naturally. Each time you inhale, the chest rises, expands, so the lungs can let in air. You can feel this happening with the touch of your hand. And each time you exhale, you can feel the chest falling or contracting. As the lungs push the air out. Your task is simply to have your focus beyond the movement of your chest as you breathe. At your own pace. Breathing in. The chest expands. breathing out, the chest contracts. Focusing in this way keeps your mind in the present moment, which is the only moment that really exists. But chances are your focus will move away from your breathing at the chest to other things, such as sounds around you, other sensations in your body, thoughts in your mind, emotions or moods that you might notice, maybe judgments or questions about this exercise. You might notice a restlessness or a sense of calm. Whatever you notice, that's really just the mind or body being busy. Each time your mind comes away from the breath at the chest, you can gently guide your focus back there, back to the way the chest moves as you breathe. Breathing in, filling the lungs with air, the chest rises. Breathing out, letting the lungs push the air out and the chest falls. It's natural if your attention wanders off of the breath and onto the thinking mind. This is what the mind does. Be kind and gentle with yourself and gently escort your attention back to your breathing each time this happens. Having your hand at the chest is one way to notice, explore, and focus in on your breathing, your present moment anchor. You can do something similar with the belly. I invite you to now move your hand down to your belly, switching hands if your arms are tired. Perhaps place your hands somewhere between the belly button and underneath the ribs, so it's at the top of the belly. Notice the weight and pressure level of the hand on the belly. The textures you can feel. The warmth or coolness of the hand, of the abdomen. Maybe there's some movement in the stomach. in the belly. Then you can notice some grumbling or noises. Really focusing in, you might notice that as you breathe, the belly moves with the breath. When you inhale, the abdomen rises, fills up with air. And when you exhale, the abdomen falls. The air is let out. See what you can notice about how or if your belly moves as you breathe. You might notice a lot of movement, a little, or none at all here. All is okay. Your task is simply to observe and take note. Take a moment to see where your focus is now, and if it's still on the breath, or where it has gone. If it has strayed from the breath, be kind and gentle and non-judgmental. And bring your focus back to the breath at the belly. Breathing in, the belly fills up like a balloon filling with air. Breathing out, the belly deflates like a balloon losing its air. Knowing that as long as you're living, there will always be a next breath in a new moment. For the remaining moments of this practice, let your hand fall away from the belly. Your arms can be by your sides or on your lap, uncrossed. Continue to notice and to know that you're breathing. Breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. When you're ready to close this practice, take a moment to thank yourself for doing this exercise, however the experience has been for you, for taking this time for yourself. Bring awareness back into the limbs. And slowly and gently, blink your eyes open. And take in your surroundings. Still connected with your breath. This has been the chest and belly breathing meditation presented by Jessica Israelstam for CBT Psychology for Personal Development.